हरे कृष्ण हरे बाबा हरे हरे श्री कृष्ण जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन कृष्ण श्री गोविंद गोपी नाथ मदन मोहन श्री गोविंद गोपी नाथ मदन मोहन श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन श्याम कुंड कुंड कालिंदी जमुना जय जय महाबान कालिंदी जमुना जय जय महाबान केशी घाट बंसी वट द्वादश कान केशी घाट बंसी वट द्वादश कान जहाँ सब लीला कैला श्री नंद नंद कैला जहाँ सब लीला कैला श्री नंद नंद जय राधे जय कृष्णा जय वृंदावन जय राधे कृष्णा जय राधे जय कृष्णा जय वृंदावन जय राधे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Hare Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama राम राम हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे हरे हरे
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं
येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलान् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान् नितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतं पेतप्रत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदुः तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनि मानतोऽस्मि नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः जयति जयति देवो देवकी नन्दनोऽसौ जयति जयति कृष्ण वृष्णिवंशप्रदीपः जयति जयति मेघश्यामलकोमलङ्गो जयति जयति पृथ्वीभारनाशो मुकुन्दः अनार्पितचरिञ्चिरात् करुणया अवतीर्णः कलो समर्पयितुम् उन्नतभुज्वलरसां स्वभक्तिं श्रियां हरिपुरटसुन्दरद्युतिकदम्बसन्दीपितः सदा हृदयकन्दरे स्फुरतु वा सचिनन्दनः आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधुवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमपुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरो न परः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय
श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल गौरीश असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल गौरीश असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल गौरीश श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ऑल गौर श्रील प्रभुपाद Okay, so we are continuing with Srimad Bhagavat Mahatmya. Which is from Skanda Puran and we have completed two chapters. And one more to go. One little longer chapter to go. We may do this in 2 days. Today and hopefully tomorrow also. Yeah, you're not tired? That's what the sages, in Naimisharanya sages, they said, Vayam tu navitrapyam. Swadu, swadu, pade, pade. Oh, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Swadu, swadu. Oh, sadhu. Sadhu, their addressing is Suta Goswami, Sadhu Suta Goswami. And they are saying Swadhu, Swadhu. It is so sweet, oh so sweet. Vayam tu na vitrapyam. We are satisfied and not satisfied. The more we hear, more we drink this nectar, we feel more thirsty. We begin hankering for more. So this is a spirit of those sages. I don't know about you, but that is their spirit. Well, we are supposed to be following in their footsteps, so we should also have similar spirit. Never tired. When it comes to hearing about Krishna, never tired. Always eager and enthusiastic. So other day, towards the end, we had darshan of Uddhav. Yes, remember him? You taking darshan? How he appeared on the banks of Kusum Sarovar, from the creepers there, from the grass there. Maybe he doesn't become, or he is not those big trees on the banks of Kusum Sarovar. Why not? Because his goal is to get the dust of Braj, or get the dust from the feet of gopis. So gopis do not climb up the trees. I think they just pick up flowers from the ground. As they trample the grass, walk all over the grass. So gopis touching those branches and leaves of the tree, not a possibility. So Uddhav also doesn't become big trees. Well, he just remains humble, grass and creepers. He becomes those. He is the grass. He is the creepers there. He's residing there in that form. But when those kirtan was performed as per advice of Yamuna Devi, and Shandila Rishi also had mentioned that, yes, one day you will meet Uddhav. Remember? Those who were present in our previous two presentations, they know. Shandila Rishi as well as Yamuna mentioned, you all meet. You meet Uddhav. You go there, you perform sankirtan, play your veenas and mridangas, other instruments. If nothing else, you could use your kartal. This is also kartal dhwani. It's called kar means hand. This is tal, kartal, tal. Tal. Swar and tal. In the music, there's this swar, singing, and mridang provides that, or some other such instruments. So, but wherever we are, God made and God given, this kartal is there, and we could use that also in performance of kirtan. So they did all that. And the outcome was Tataha Pashyatsu Sarveshu. While they were seeing, right in front of their eyes, they saw Uddhav emerging, coming right out of those lawns or the grasses, the lawns. And he had a garland around, and he is Ghanashyam. He looked just like Krishna. That is a special feature of Uddhav. Pitambar, he's wearing yellow garments. even wearing gunjamala around his necks. And then he was greeted, worshipped. They all thought that was a great good fortune to have darshan of or audience with Buddha. And then the third chapter.
Atha buddhavastutan drishtva krishna kirtana tatparan satkrityatha parishvajya parikshitam uvachah.
Uddhav, he embraced Parikshit Maharaj. He was delighted to see all of them. Uddhav is also delighted to see, very happy. Happy to see you. Long time no see, as they said, long time. We had not met, but I'm happy to see you again. And Isa Parikshit Maharaj, Kirtana, Krishna Kirtana Tatparan. That's one of the reasons why he's embracing Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is absorbed in Kirtan. He's fully Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. He is doing attentive singing, attentive chanting. No offenses, no distraction. Fully absorbed. They all were, all those were present there. Headed by Parikshit Maharaj. So Uddhav is delighted to see that gathering busy with what? With performance of Kirtan, Sankirtan. And then Uddhav said, Dhanyosi, oh you are endowed with what? This gift of the holy name. You have received this dhan. Dhan. You have received dhan. Which dhan? Prema dhan. Golokera. Prema dhan. You have received. Because you have received this dhan, this wealth, you are dhanya. You are dhanya because you have a lot of dhan with you, which you have acquired. You have acquired the wealth. Gaunithai ki jai. Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Krishnaika bhaktya purno si nityada. And you are performing bhakti only of Krishna. You are Krishnaika bhaktya. Ananya. Ananyas chintayanto maam. An means not. Anya. No other. No other. Ananya bhakti. And that is your special feature. Krishnaika bhaktya purnosi. And you have become full with bhakti and praying. Anandale mana preme pasarati lochana. You understood? Now, this is Marathi. Tukamane, Tukara Maharaj. You heard that name? He says, this talk of being Purna, filled with devotion. You're full of devotion. There is no space or interspace, or you are not spaced out. In devotees from West, this is spaced out. He's spaced out. He's looking into the skies. He's just kind of lost. He's spaced out. So much vacuum has been created. He's spaced out. But Parikshit Maharaj is full with devotion. From bottom of heart to the middle of heart, the top of heart is full. And is fuller and fuller. So Tukara Maharaj said, Anandale mana preme pazharati lochana. When my heart gets fuller and fuller with prema, and then it begins overflowing, and that flows through the eyes in the form of tears, premashru, tears of love. Preme pazharati lochana, lochana, the eyes. From eyes, that love for the Lord, I become full, then the tears. That's one symptom of being full of love of Godhead. Purnosi Nityada Yastvam Nimagna Chittosi. And then your chitta is Nimagna. Magna. You are fully connected, fully absorbed. Like Krishna said in Gita, Machittaha. This is my devotee. Lord is introducing his devotee, or describing his devotee in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He says, my devotee, Machittaha, Madagata Pranaha, Bodhayantaha, Parasparam, Kathayantashyamam Nityam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. That is my devotee. Machittaha. Chitta. Chitta is consciousness. Chito Darpana Marjana Machittaha. Chetana. Machittaha. Their consciousness is glued unto or at my feet, glued down to my feet. Cannot be separated. Glue in the office, yeah, glue. Whatever glue touches, it just grabs it or picks it up, or and difficult to. So, my devotee's consciousness is like the Machittaha. Anyway, I think we cannot make comments like this. Otherwise. Krishna Sankirtana Mahasave. Yeah, so you are busy, absorbed with Sankirtan Mahasav. So that kind of Buddha and that kind of Parikshit Maharaj was embraced by Buddha. And then Buddha also said, Krishna patnishu vrajeja dishtya priti pravartita. And this is tavo chitam idam tata. That your devotion to the queens of Krishna and your affection for Vajranav, this is just befitting you.
is very appropriate, is appreciated. So not only he loves the Lord, but he also loves and serves devotees of the Lord. We could get that meaning across also. So you are high class if you would only be loving Lord and not the devotees, then you are third class. Kanishta Adhikari. Loving so much, loving Lord so much, worshipping Lord so much. But when it comes to dealing with the devotees, he hates. I hate. I offend. I do different things. I dislike. I offend devotees. So this is lower status. But you love the Lord. Ishvare Prema Maitri Kripa Upeksha. Anyway, this is again. At least second class devotee. Prema, he has prema for Ishvare, for the Lord, they have prem, love for the Lord. Tad adhineshu, tad adhin. Those who are subordinate to the Lord, means those who are servants of the Lord, devotees of the Lord. Prem, maitri, for them friendship. Prema maitri, kripa upeksha. And being kind to balisheshu, those who are innocent people, new people, innocent public also, you have kripa, kindness, be kind to them. And madhudvisha, those who are anti-Vishnu, anti-Vaishnavas, then upeksha, you stay away from them, kind of abandon, maintain safer distance from them. This is the guideline for those who wish to come to at least second class platform. And Prabhupada was expecting that we would at least come to that level and then go higher from there. Krishna, Krishna dattanga vaibhava tato. Oh, Parikshit. Datta anga. Krishna datta anga. Krishna gave you your body. Gave or protected. If Krishna had not protected your body right in the womb of your mother, then you would not be here right now, sitting or standing before me. So your body has been protected and that way given. Have it, okay, have this body. Continue, carry on with this body. Lord gave this body. So, datta anga and vaibhava. So, Lord has given you your body. Lord has given you all the opulence.
Dvarakasteshu sarveshu dhanya etena samshayaha. Esham. Brajanivasaya Partham Adishtavan Prabhu.
Then he says, you all assemble devotees here. Uddhava is addressing all assembled devotees. So you are very, very fortunate. You are chosen ones. Amongst all those Dwarkavasis, you are picked up. The Lord instructed Arjuna, all those remaining residents of Dwarka, please take them away. Soon, Dwarka would be drowning in the ocean. Before that happens, make sure they are all out of there, and you take them. Brajanivasaya, bring them to Braj. This was instruction. Partham adhishtavan, Prabhu, Partha adhishtavan, Prabhu, that is Lord, Prabhu, Master, Sri Krishna, adhishtavan, instructed Partha. Arjuna was instructed like that. And as a result, you all have come here and you are very, very special. Dhanya again. You are very fortunate. And then, turning to Vrindavan, or talking about Vrindavan, Uddhav says, that Lord performs pastimes here. All this Vrindavan, whole Vrindavan is like a platform, or a ranga manch, stage, where Lord is performing his pastimes. So when there's performance on the stage, what happens? There's lights. The lights. So that the artists could perform. So where is this light? So Vrindavan, there are pastimes. Lord is performing his pastimes. So where is the light provided from? Or who is the provider of the light? He says, Sri Krishna Manas Chandra. Krishna's mind acts like a moon. Krishna Chandra Manaha. And then that light, very cooling, cooling effect. The sun rays are not always very pleasing. Early morning, yes. Yeah. So that is one light, one flood light, cooling light from the mind of the Lord is Krishna Chandra. Krishna Chandra's mind providing light, and that light is mixed with some other rays. Radha Asya Prabhayanvitaha. And yet another light coming from the face of Radharani. Radha Asya Prabha. Effulgent face of Radharani, that light. And from Lord's mind, providing moon-like, moonshine, moonlight. So, in these lights, tad viharavanam, there's a vihar. Govir mandayan rochate sada. Lord performs his pastimes. Now turning to Vajranav, he says, good boy. He's more than a boy. He's a man. appreciating, and also his connection with the Lord. All the devotees are part of the Lord. There is also understanding like that. All the devotees are in the Lord, they're part of the Lord, Lord's form and personality. So what about Vajra?
Sri Krishna Dakshine Pade Sthana Metasya Vartate.
Krishna's lotus feet, the soles of the feet of the Lord. Okay, soles. This is not soul, but feet and the soles of. There are different markings. There are different markings there. Thunderbolt is there also. Prabhupada mentions all the time. On one foot, there are 11 markings. The other one has 7 of them. I don't remember now. Right foot has 11 or... who remembers? Anyway. So one foot has 11, the other foot has... I think eight.
Okay, right. I think the right foot has 8 and the left foot has 11.
If someone wants to... So the right foot is one sign of Vajra, thunderbolt. And that thunderbolt is this Vajranav. This Vajranav, now standing before us, this Vajranav is part of the form and personality of the Lord. In the sole of his right foot is a marking of Vajra, and that is him, Vajranav. And there's a flag, and there's a fish, and there's an astakon, and there are different signs. And these signs are not just decorations, but they are personalities with their functions. They have functions. And when devotee of Krishna offers his obeisances unto the Lord or unto the Lord's lotus feet, Mam Namaskuru, then what happens? All these different signs. There's a lotus also. So lotus, the cooling effect of the lotus or whatever different characteristics of lotus. The devotee who has just now offered his obeisances unto the Lord is benefited by that lotus. There's also chhatra. Chhatra, like a chhatra. When some great personality was to hold. Yeah, here also when Prabhupada comes from samadhi, there's a chhatra above him. So, in the Lord's lotus feet, soul, there's a sign of chhatra. So one who offers obeisances, he's honored. He becomes honorable. Wherever he goes, there's a chhatra above him. And like that. There's a description. This is not imagination. There's a description. What signs are there and what does each sign do? What is the function of each of those signs? And the soles of Krishna's feet, Radharani's feet also has signs, and Krishna's hands have signs, and ladies do the mehendi kind of, but this is permanent, and they are not just decoration, but they have functions. So this Vajra sign, thunderbolt sign, is Vajranav, and Prapanna bhaya bhanjakaha. Prapanna means one who surrenders unto the Lord. Bhaya bhanjakaha. His fear is destroyed, removed. As one offers his obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Lord, which has the sign of Vajra. And Vajra does this, Prapanna bhaya bhanjakaha. Mamekam sharanam vraja. And then what Lord says? Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami. Ma suchaha. Do not fear, do not fear. Oh, you come near. Come here, oh dear. Do not fear. I am here. So Lord is giving that assurance and you are protected like that. So this prapanna bhaya bhanjakaha. Astavinshe dvaparante svayam eva yadahari utsarayan nijam mayam tat prakasho bhavetada. That towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, which was 28th Dwapar Yuga of Vaivashvat Manu's period. Each Manu, there are 72 cycles. 72 times Satyayu, 72 times Treta, 72 times Dwapar, 72 times Kali. So this, when it is 28th cycle of Dwapar Yuga, this is a time which most of the world has no clue about this. Christabdan, 2000, there's a lot of time. They begin counting with appearance of Christ and 2015 years ago. And then they talk of little BCs, 500 years BC before Christ, few thousand before Christ. And before that, there were just monkeys. And then some evolution took place, further evolution, and monkeys became men. Hum bandar ki aulaad hai. We are, our forefathers are monkeys, according to that monkey-like Darwin. He looks like monkey. You have seen? No, I'm not making any stories, but if you... what would you say? Because I look like monkey, so... So then Christians and others, they talk about 10,000 years, the present version of human form. This is 10,000 years, 10,000. What are you talking? This Kurukshetra war and this kind of weapon, that kind of weapon. No. Around that time, the men, they lived in the caves. And when it came to fighting, they would just throw rocks. Not this weapon that is mentioned in Mahabharata, Kurukshetra war. They would just take branches of the tree and beat each other. Such a ignorance, such a speculation, such a cheating. Oh, there's a talk of this is 28th cycle of Advapar Yug. And all these 72 cycles is just one Manu, then 14 Manus. There is just one day of Brahma. Twice as long is then a night. That's a day and night, and multiplied by 7 is 1 week of Brahma. Multiplied by 12 is 1 year of Brahma. Multiplied by 100 is 1 lifespan of Brahma, which is equal to 1 breath of Mahavishnu. It's just 1 breath, which is half the breath, in fact. As he exhales all the creation. Inhale, everything is wound up. And does Mahavishnu just take 1 breath, 1 time inhalation and then exhalation? No, next inhalation, next exhalation. And he's doing this eternally. So this is Kali is eternal. And things happen throughout those periods, those colors. Okay, so so Lord Krishna appears. Krishna personally appears once in 1 day of Brahma. Another half an hour to go. Don't go. Yet. So Krishna was here, end of Dwapar Yug, and he manifested, exhibited his pastimes in Vrindavan. Uddhava is talking. Satu kalo veti krantaha. But that period is over now, Uddhava says. Krishna was right here. Our gopis would come every day to this spot, pick up flowers, make them into garlands, walk over to Radhakund, meeting with Krishna, offering him garlands, and Nauka Vihar and Julan Yatra and this and that. Every day this was part of the manifest pastimes. But that is over now. At present there is an unmanifest Leela. Vastavi and Vyavariki, according to Shandilya Rishi. So those manifest pastimes are over, pastimes are on, they are going on, but they are not visible the way they were visible during his Prakat Leela times. So then he says, so then what to do? Then how do we see now those pastimes? He has wound up, or he's doing it now behind the curtain. So now how do we get to see those pastimes? And Uddhava says, yes, now anyada tat prakashastu srimad bhagavatad bhavet. Now the alternative is, you see these pastimes through the pages of Bhagavatam. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Now you hear Bhagavatam, you study, read, talk of these pastimes. And you could see them
Shastra Chakshusha. Chakshusha, or glasses, or otherwise you don't see, so you wear the glasses and you could see. I don't see anything, now I see. So the past times were here, visible, now wound up. How to see? See through the eyes of Bhagavatam. Shastra Chakshusha. Make Shastras your eyes. Otherwise you are blind. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya and then Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. And with help of the acharyas and the gurus, the Krishna Tattva Vetas, those who know Krishna Tattva, they will open up your eyes and they will show you with the help of Bhagavatam. Now the Bhagavatam will throw the light. Could also say that. Bhagavatam will throw light on those pastimes. Then you could see, right? Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Yatra Bhagavatair Yada Kirtyate Shruyate Chapi Sri Krishna Tatra Nishitam. Krishna is right in the Bhagavatam. Krishna is Bhagavatam. Krishna is in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatai. The glories of Krishna in the Bhagavatam as they are heard, are studied, you get to see those pastimes. Or wherever Bhagavatam is recited, Krishna makes his appearance. Yatra madha bhakta gayanti tatra nistishthami narada. Very famous statement. Wherever my devotees get together and recite Bhagavatam, tatra tisthami, I reside there, right there, you'll find me. Gopis were looking for Krishna, search, Krishna, Krishna, where are you, Krishna? They were also asking, oh dear, have you seen? No response. But then actually the deer was running and also looking behind at the gopis and running and looking at the gopis. So gopis took that as indication that the deer says, please, please follow me. He's running. Please come. So gopis think that the deer knows whereabouts of Krishna and he's wanting to bring us there. So let's go right behind. But then after some travel like that, going right behind the deer, then deer disappears. Deer is out of sight. And Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, are you okay? Are you all right? Suffering? Or enjoying? Struggling? Or I don't want to cause in torture. So they thought the reason the deer disappeared from the scene, listen to this. Are you listening? Must be important. And that's why. That's why we say, please listen to this. The gopis thought, the deer disappeared because deer took note of Krishna's presence. Okay. And deer did not want to be party to help gopis to find Krishna. Krishna may be, hey, foolish deer, why did you bring all the gopis this way? I was hiding here. You are the one. You are the culprit. Why did you bring them here? So he did not want Krishna to blame deer. So he just disappeared. Hey, I am not responding. No, I was just going my way. And the gopis were just following me. I had nothing to do. So this is the comments of Acharyas explain. How deer was going, looking behind, and then finally disappeared, and what was the thought of gopis then. Yeah. So anyway, they were asking everyone, and no response. So they also thought, why should we be attempting to find Krishna in the forest? We did not lose him in the forest. Where did we lose him? We lost him on the bank of Jamuna. We were about to begin our rasa dance on the banks of Jamuna. We lost him there. What is the point of trying to find him in the forest? We should go where we lost him, right? If you lost your keys in the office, at home you cannot search your keys, bunch of keys. Wherever you lost them, you go there and find. So gopi, this is another thought of, let us go back to the banks of Jamuna. They went there, they all sat down, and then they started Yatra Madhavakta Gayanti. They started singing glories of Krishna. Tava katha amritam, like that. Tapta jivanam kavi bhiriditam kalmashapaham. Just singing, they come in the middle. Sri madatatam. So when they were all absorbed in remembering and chanting his glories in the form of that famous gopi geet, then what was the outcome? Krishna appeared. Hariva! Krishna just appeared. As if he was right there in the form of this gopi geet, Yatra Madhabhakta Gayanti, that Gayan, those talks, those glories, that Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavatam. What gopis are singing, this is Bhagavatam. Talking about Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, and different devotees of Krishna, and their devotion unto Krishna, and so many things. So Krishna is not away from, or he is not different from these glories, this Bhagavatam.
So wherever there is recitation of Bhagavatam, Lord is right there. And then it says, Srimad Bhagavatam yatra slokam slokardham evacha tatrapi bhagavan krishno ballabhir virajate. Even if one verse is recited, or even if there's half the verse is recited, like we do, Nityam Parab or Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Every day in ISKCON temple, one verse, or sometimes if there's no purport, then few more verses. So it doesn't have to be 7 days recitation. One verse a day keeps Maya away. Not just one apple a day keeps doctor away. I think some apple company has created this saying, apple a day. So one verse a day, one sloka a day keeps Maya away. And you get closer to Krishna. Tatrapi, there also, says, wherever even one verse or half the verse is recited, there also Bhagavan Krishna virajate. He appears. And he doesn't appear just by himself, but vallabhi bhihir, along with vallabhi Radha and gopis. Krishna, Lord, appears. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then says, Bharate manavam janma prapya bhagavatam na yai. You have taken birth in Bharatvarsha, but not recited Bhagavatam. Oh, pretty bad. Papa aparadhair atmaghatastutai krataha. So that person is committing suicide. He's a killer of the soul, one who does not recite Bhagavatam. Such a rare human birth, says Bharat, or taken birth in Bharatvarsha. But Bharatvarsha, whole planet is also Bharatvarsha, in one sense. Should not feel bad. Oh, I am not. Or as you come in contact with Krishna consciousness movement, immediately you are born, you have taken birth, your real birth, you take your birth when you join Krishna consciousness movement and you get your life back. That is when you are born. Initiation is also birth. And the Brahmin initiation, that is second birth, dvija, dvi, second ja, second birth. So that birth is, then you are, everybody is Bharatiya. Everybody is born, and then everybody is born in Bharatvarsha. So those who do not hear Bhagavatam, they are killers of the soul. Or in the words of who is it, Narottam Das Thakur, is Manasya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Shuniya Visha Khainu.
You have taken this rare human birth, but you are not worshipping Radha and Krishna. Okay. Radha Shyam Sundar, you are not worshipping. Then what are you doing? Janiya, Shuniya, Vishakhaino. You are simply drinking. Instead of drinking Charanamrit, you are drinking Jahar Amrit. You can't say Jahar Amrit. Jahar. Jahar Mrit, not Amrit. Jahar Mrit. You drink Jahar and die. Mar. I met one person, his name was, I asked, what's your good name? He said, my name is Kar Mar Kar. Kar means keep doing working, keep working, keep working, and then Mar, die. And then what do? Take birth again and again do more Kar. Do more. Kar, mar, kar. Kar, mar, kar. Kar, mar, kar. Do die. Do this, do that. And die. Okay, now we'll speed up a little bit. And where are we? All right. Yeah, so this is Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Nityam Yei Parisevitam. One should always serve Srimad Bhagavatam. How do we serve? Not just puja, arti, but hear Bhagavatam. Also distribute Bhagavatam. Bhagavats are also of two kinds, Prabhupada writes, the person Bhagavat and the scripture Bhagavat. Recite Srimad Bhagavatam and also serve the mission of pure devotee Bhagavat. That is also part of Bhagavat Seva. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Or we hear in the morning, we hear Bhagavatam, in the evening we hear Bhagavad Gita. In the middle also we may do. You are welcome. One devotee said, it's like a sandwich. Sandwich has two loaves of bread, right? One loaf at the bottom. You hear Bhagavatam, you hear Bhagavatam. Then a lot of cheese and tomatoes, this, that. What do they call? That's not pudding. In between. And then on the top, there's a Bhagavad Gita recitation. There's another bread. And you eat that. With lots of devotional service, a lot of practical propagation, which is serving the person Bhagavat, the mission of the Lord. Mission of Lord's devotee. That is very, very tasty. The sandwich, loaf of bread, in the form of hearing in the morning, lots of devotional service in the middle all day, and some more hearing or reading Krishna book, drinks cow's milk, as offered to Krishna Balaram, and then be prepared for nice dreams of Krishna. So that's the life. The hearing and serving and propagation. So nityam parisevitam. And by doing this, the dynasties or forefathers of your pituhu, matuhu, bharyaha, three parties mentioned. All the forefathers of your father and the forefathers, mother and forefathers, wife and forefathers. You understand? All of them are sutaritaha. They have been, their uddhar, their liberation is accomplished by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. By hearing recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the brahmanas become knowledgeable. They become vidvan. The kshatriyas become victorious. The vaishyas become wealthy. And shudras become healthy. They are more concerned about the body and annamaya. So all the parties. Sarvavanchi tapuranam. Everybody is vanchit. His desired goal is achieved by recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is for all the sections, all the cross sections of the society. It's not only brahmanas. Everybody should recite. Even shudras recite. Or here, and there's a benefit. Aneka sansiddha, aneka janma sansiddha. After many, many births, finally you reach Bhagavatam. After Bible, after Quran, after Puran, after this scripture, after that scripture, finally you come to the topmost essence of all scriptures, as is Bhagavatam. And then Uddhava says, I heard this Bhagavatam from Sankhyayan Muni. There's a Muni, sage, big name called Sankhyayan. Not Sankhyayan. Sankhyayan Muni recited Bhagavatam, which was heard by Brahaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, and from Brahaspati I heard this Bhagavatam. And where did Sankhyayan Muni hear that from? He heard it from Sanat Kumar. And Sanat Kumar had heard that from Shankarshan, Sahasravadan. So that's kind of parampara. And well, I'm wondering whether to stop here. Yeah, I think we'll, because the topic that is going to be opened will take more than a few minutes, and we don't have all those minutes at our disposal. So hopefully we'll continue. And attempt to complete Bhagavat Mahatmya tomorrow morning. You will hear announcement about that. Okay? Thank you.